Welcome, welcome, welcome. By the way, do you just, our theme music, my lovely co-host picked that out. Every time I hear it, I think, you would never think that she is spunkier and jazzier than you ever think, just so you know. But welcome to CNC Chat, where we keep it real, real, real. Yes. I'm Cordelia Reed.
Yes, and I'm Claudia DiMartino, and that's where the CNC comes from, Cordelia and Claudia, Claudia and Cordelia, whatever the mood strikes. Yes. And we come to you each week from the wonderful studios at the Cross Network TV, where we talk about life issues from a biblical perspective. Yes. Yes. And because we are who we are, there are no masks, no pretense, no script, and it's just us keeping it real, because literally what you see is what you get. It's just us.
Absolutely, just absolutely. Us. But please, it's really on our hearts from the last show we just did. Yeah. There are some people watching, and so many actually, I mean, including us, we used to be these people, but we know how to go before the Lord, who just needs their hearts healed.
Yeah.
Betrayal.
Yeah, we are talking about the pain of betrayal.
Yes.
This is a two-part series.
Yes.
And we realized after coming off of Love in Relationships that we needed to go deeper into the pain of betrayal. And we've been touching on it. Not touching, we're like,
we're raw
here, people. It's like, there's no question.
Dive right into it.
There's no vulnerability. We are being vulnerable. There's no hidden secrets.
Yeah, we're not caking it. We're not caking. Because there are questions you see people talking. I wish they would ask this question, but I have to ask my lovely co-host this question because we talked about something in relationships and I kept hearing this. Like, how is that possible? I remember the first time you told me this, I was thinking it, but I've seen all kinds of things, so it doesn't even matter. So it comes down to, now, you've mentioned that you had never been in a relationship, you've never been in a marriage, and then she says, I love this part, she says she's never even been in love or like, okay? And then it brings you back, all the way back to like I'm thinking when you're in eighth grade or ninth grade, that first crush, and you think, did you ever even experience, not even a crush, Claudia? Come on, tell us, how is that possible? You know they're thinking it.
Okay. This is one of the areas that I know I'm completely healed because I can sit here laughing about it instead of crying.
Right.
So this is the power of God that you're seeing here right now.
I'm glad.
Also in the culture we're in, to even admit to this,
right.
It's like,
absolutely.
I don't care. It's
That's
who
gross.
I am.
It's gross.
But anyway, yeah, I've never had a schoolgirl crush. I've never been in love, and I've never been in like, I've never been married. And we talked in the previous episode about low self-esteem, low self-image. And I grew up in a loving family, I did. But we were 10 Italian crazy people all smooshed into one house. And I saw a lot of fighting. I mean, New York Italians are very loud people. And we
hadn't noticed.
Yeah, I know. We have a decibel level up here, okay? Yes. And that's our normal talking range. But my parents, they loved each other. They were married 61 years. But they fought a lot. It was a very volatile relationship. Mm. And when I watched that, I think as a young child, I just got this thing in me, if that's marriage, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay? So it kind of set the foundation for me. So that's one of the walls I built up in life. I didn't stay away.
Good.
Don't
that's
come
good.
Near me. And people pick up on that. Okay. And then I was brought up in the backyard, basically. I knew nothing about nothing. My mother told me nothing.
Wow.
And so I found out about life in strange set of circumstances. I was in the, I think I was 16 and I was in a hygiene class in high school and they showed some film and I was like, let's just say I was shocked to my core and I was mortified and it was like, no, no, no. So that had an impact on me as well. And I think I mentioned this part in a previous episode where I had gone to a Bible study when I was about 21 and the priest was talking about original sin. And he said original sin was not an apple from a tree, but a pear on the ground. P-A-R-R, P-A-I-R, meaning it was...
That's good. I know what you're
saying. You know, sexual relationships.
Right.
But he didn't say that it's fine in marriage because that's what God created.
Yeah.
So I immediately took in, it's sin.
Right.
You can't do this kind of thing. And I was, shall we say, a mess with this.
Right.
I had a very unhealthy perspective about men and women, but it also raised a fear in me about men. If I don't want to be hurt, I don't want that to happen to me, blah, blah, blah. So yeah. I pulled away. And people can, like I've said this before, people can tell when you're blocked off. Yeah. And I think I literally, with all of this, just this is just a small piece of it. I think I wore a sign that said, don't touch.
Yeah, yeah.
So people pick up on that. So, and I...
And even if a man had a crush on you or something like
that, I didn't even know if they had a crush.
Not to approach you.
I didn't even know I had a crush.
You probably never even noticed
it. No, I didn't even know how to flirt.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to flirt.
Right.
But, I mean, I kept myself open. I mean, I traveled a lot. I traveled by myself.
Mm.
Because if I had to wait for anybody to go with me, I'd never go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm a doer. A type A personality. Just do it.
Right.
But also... I took up Latin and ballroom dancing, and I was very competitive. I actually competed for 12 years.
Mm.
Had a blast doing it. Really, I love to dance. But to be in a man's arms in that situation, to me, was safe.
Okay.
Because we were dancing.
Right.
We were just going out for a good time with friends.
Right.
It wasn't anything. So I was safe.
Right.
So all of that. And then... I always, but it's weird because I always wanted to marry. It was to have children. Right. I love kids. I always wanted to. But what I did do, I drowned myself in work.
Yeah.
Right. I became a workaholic.
Lot of people do that.
I became a workaholic.
Do that.
Yes. That's where I put my energy.
Yeah.
And that's where my identity was. And I figured if I worked hard, people would love me. They'd accept me. No, I got laid off. No. But, I mean, I was working around the clock until it almost killed me.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how bad it was. I wound up in an emergency room right after 9/11. It changed my life, thinking I was having a heart attack. That's how consumed I was with work.
Was it anxiety or?
I was so stressed out. I mean, I was in Manhattan.
It was too much going on.
I was in Manhattan on 9/11.
Yeah.
I was working. I was getting into the office like 7 in the morning and leaving about 2 the next morning. And I was getting about 2
hours. I read that in your book, and I was like, how is it?
Yeah, I was getting about 2-3 hours sleep. I was on sheer adrenaline. Okay. But
well,
guess what? In the last episode, we talk about what stress and betrayal and stuff can do to you. So, to answer the long winded answer to your question, no. So, that's why I say I've never been in love. I've never been in like. And you want to know something? I had to come to a place.
Mm. Yeah.
Where I had to come to the relationship in the Lord and His love for me.
I mean, it's a good place, Claudia. It is a good place to be in. So I'm going to read something. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we say seek Jesus and then you have faith. Because people underestimate circumstances. You never know how a circumstance can cause you to do what you did throughout all these years in that time. You know what comes to mind? Remember the movie Antoine Fisher?
I don't think I ever saw that.
So Antoine Fisher with Denzel Washington, it was based on a true story. The kid had never been with a female. And so Denzel Washington, he really wasn't a kid, he was an adult by this time. Denzel Washington said, well, why haven't you ever been with a woman before? And so it turns to come to find out he had been molested by women as a child. And so that kept him away from there and away from the area of being with a woman. So here's my point. Just listening to the things you had gone through, we often underestimate how our circumstances can cause us to react negatively to situations that occur in life. So you reacted negatively to the relationships, but you gave everything to your job.
Yeah.
And some people do the absolute opposite. They give everything to their relationships and give nothing to their jobs until the Lord takes something away and then you feel betrayed and you're hurt.
Exactly.
Yes. And that's why I say you overcome the world. You overcome that situation through the Lord.
I also wanted to add to that. I feel like the Lord protected me.
Yes.
Because I was in no emotional place to be in a relationship with anybody.
Right.
I probably would have wound up divorced. I mean, because it was that bad.
Well, divorce is very high in number these days.
But it was funny because years ago, it's when internet dating first started coming up. And I said, well, gee, maybe I should go on internet dating and meet somebody that way.
Okay.
The Lord has a way of speaking really loud to you, you know?
Okay.
So anyway, I was living in New York at the time, and I had on a Christian program, and the pastor that was speaking was Pastor Rod Parsley. Very fiery man of God. So he's preaching and I'm listening. All of a sudden, he turns to the camera and with a pointed finger says, there's a woman out there who's thinking of going on internet dating. Wow. And the world, the Lord says, don't you dare.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and then he just goes right back to preaching.
Like,
do you think
happened.
The Lord was trying to tell me something?
Big time.
Yes, he was. Yeah. So I have not gone on internet dating to this day because of that. It was a clear message from the Lord. And then one day he woke me up at like 2 in the morning, and he brought me to the book of Ruth.
Sure.
And so, you want me to read the book? I wrote at 2 o'clock in the morning. I've read it like 20 times already.
Right.
Go to the book of Ruth. And so I'm reading the book, and I come across the scripture that is like, God was pleased with Ruth that she had not gone looking for a younger man. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, I have your Boaz.
That's wonderful.
Who he is, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where he is, I don't know. When it's going to happen, I don't know. But I just know where I am. And the beauty of where I am right now, and this is all to the transforming, loving power of God.
Yeah.
I like who I am today.
And I was just going to say the blessing, the true blessing is to see you talk so comfortably about that and be okay with that.
I'm fine.
And bubbly interior. Now, there are some things she's not saying here today that the Lord uses people around us just to give us balance. Mm-hmm. And you have, she has great balance in her life. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point. But you're not allowing the pains from childhood, mm-hmm. the pains mm-hmm. from betrayal of your job, the hurt from that to keep you from going forward to what the Lord has for you.
Exactly.
And that's where the kicker is, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, literally, I was so broken.
Yeah.
And the Lord, we talked about that, the Lord came to heal the brokenhearted, and it's thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because I was literally so broken, I understand what that is. That if somebody looked at me crossways, I was shattered. I felt betrayed. I felt they hated me.
Oh,
and it was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean,
but no, I get it because the enemy can have us.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was just telling a friend who's sitting in the audience, I often forget about this part of my life because the past is dead. And I said it every show, but I'm saying it again this show. I actually lived with a guy for 6 years from the time I was 19 years old to the time I was 25 years old. And we were living together. We were not married. And boy, did we hate each other at some point. We didn't know how, because it was so sinful, for lack of a better word of saying it. But you develop such an unhealthy attachment to the point that the Lord actually had him walk out of my life. He literally left me while I was at work. And I remember the pain of him leaving was so immense. I could not bear it. I literally I broke down crying probably 3 times after he left. I cried myself to sleep. And I said, I'm going to do a 40-day fast. I had no idea what fasting was. But I did a 40-day fast, meaning I just skipped breakfast every day, okay? But I remember I was so hurt, I would walk and would have to sit down because I was feeling so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look what happened after the 40-day fast. We're talking about a religious person right now at this point. But I said, Lord, I know you're going to come through with something for me because I just need to get past it. I wasn't looking for another man. I want to get over. I could not get over this guy. I was so hurt. The attachment was so ungodly. Thank God he walked out of my life. But I remember a year later, I met my husband. Mm-hmm. I had no intention to meet my husband, but I dated, had so much fun. I was thinking, why wasn't I always doing this throughout my young adult life? And then a year later, I meet my husband. We get married. And my husband was still younger than me. How'd you like that? Here's my point. What if I was so hurt and said, I don't want to live anymore. Nope, Lord, I can't do it. He left me. I don't want anybody else. That's it. I'm done. Can you imagine that? Do you know how many people actually do that?
Yeah.
I'm hearing so much about people that cannot get past that hurt and pain emotion. We're talking about emotion here, actually.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about real love.
Yeah.
We're talking about emotion. It's painful. Hurt. We get it. Betrayal makes you feel like you're not going to endure it. I'm harping on that area because the Lord isn't having me bring this up for a reason. Because there are so many women I meet nowadays that live with men, and they say, you know what? He's my man. No. Not even by legality in the United States. Not even by the Bible purposes. No one even acknowledges that. It's just your word against his. They get upset with me. The likelihood of you guys not being each other's lives is very high.
But to that point.
Yes.
Think about how we've minimized commitment.
Yes.
How
yes,
we've minimized relationships.
Right.
And it's so easy now to get wounded and hurt.
Very
mean,
very easy.
I brought something up. We were talking this morning. And people get offended so easily. I mean, if somebody puts out a tweet that gets somebody's nose out of joint, all of a sudden there's a massive breakdown. They start going after these people, slandering them, this kind of thing. Why? For what? But that comes from a place of deep wounding.
I was just about to say that. That's very true.
And that needs to be healed. And the thing
so
is,
true.
It takes courage to go that deep. To go, we are blessed with counseling. We are blessed with Christian counselors, and there are other counselors as well that can help get us through. Okay, and help us break the cycle that has caused us to be the way we are, and get healed. But we have a choice. Okay. Are we going to continue to live in this spiral of destruction, devastation, and death?
Right.
And say life is over, or be so closed off and miserable, or are we going to say enough? I can't live like this anymore. I need to do something about it, and it's making a choice.
Absolutely.
It's saying I want to live. I want the life that God has promised me. What do I need to do? Jesus, help me. I did that myself. Yeah. I was on my floor in my living room, clutching the Bible, saying, Jesus, help me. You promised me a full, abundant life, and I'm not leading it. I am miserable. Mm-hmm. I'm sick all the time. Why is this happening to me?
Absolutely.
And he took me at my word. He took me that I wanted his help.
Yeah.
Was this easy? No.
No, no.
But it's a step-by-step process.
Yeah. You know, I the Lord is really bringing this up, and I've got to say this. I don't want to ignore this issue. When we are hurt, someone did something very devilish to us. They hurt us. The next thing that comes to mind is sin for us because we start attracting negativity to us. I remember you gave me a speech about that. And we don't realize how much when we act a certain way, we draw that to us. I'll give you an example. I was just talking about living with a guy that was not married to you. Well, we were fornicating big time. So sin attracted what? Negativity, hurt, and pain. Yeah. We often forget that. Now, listen to me. You may not want to hear this, but you have to hear it. When you're making decisions to consciously sin, bad things are going to happen. It's God's word. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to believers right now, okay? That's just the law. That's what's written. It means that the Lord died for Jesus died for our sins. So we don't have to live a life like that. We can have freedom, but when we sin, we stay in bondage. That's it. We stay a slave to sin.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with this right now.
Yep.
And so Claudia was just talking about, do you want to live in that anger? In Galatians 5, it talks about focusing, being loving, focusing on the kind. Okay. Philippians 4:8, we know we talk about being focusing on things that are true, loving, kind, honorable, praiseworthy also. But in Galatians, it also says something very similar to this. We're talking about Apostle Paul. Here's my point. We have to focus on things that are true, lovely, noble, and praiseworthy, because those are the things that we are drawn to us when we focus on that. That's why Apostle Paul left that for us, so we could focus on those things. When we focus on the negative, like what Claudia was just saying, we focus on that negative, we draw the negative and the bad to us. We focus on fear, we draw bad things to us. We live according to how Satan wants us to live. We focus on our faith in Jesus. Focus on Jesus and you get your faith. Then you draw the really good things to you. That's really, 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 really important when you're going through the pain of betrayal. Okay? Because it's Philippians 4:8-9. I know that one about the praiseworthy. It's just another one in Galatians that I'll get that for you. But at the end of the day, you have to really remember that because I know so many people stay in that circle. And then we talk about tests and trials of our faith. We're talking about when you go through that really bad thing, the next question is why? Well, the Lord is always pushing you to be more like him. To whom much is given, more is expected. So there's a process to this. You know, there's a process. I tell one of my friends, the Lord will finish what he started in you. You have to allow him to. And so you get merit to become holy because you go through trials and tribulations. And anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. Yeah. I didn't want to ignore that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But also to that point, we were talking about bitterness and anger and rage.
Yes,
and you got to let it go.
Yeah.
And in Scripture, in Ephesians 4:31,
okay,
it says, get rid of bitterness, rage, and anger.
That's good.
Brawling and
That's
slander,
where I was going. Yes.
Along with every form of malice.
Yes.
And then in Hebrews 12:15, it says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows to cause trouble and defile many.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with God, and I believe only with him, because he is our firm foundation. He is pure love. He is perfect love. And he can take us and mold us. He is the potter and we are the clay. He can mold us and take out those things. And we need to partner with him.
Yes, absolutely.
So that this is possible.
That's
because,
right.
And yes, there are bumps along the way. Oh, yes. It's like, all of a sudden, I mean, we need to cast down it was called imaginations and anything that would try to exalt itself over the knowledge of God. And that comes with the thoughts of the things that have happened to us trying to make their way in again. And the enemy will try to come in and say, well, remember what happened to you when you were betrayed? And
always.
And it's like, and it's going to happen to you again.
Right.
We need to literally battle those thoughts and take them captive and get rid of them. And sometimes it's 500 times a day.
Oh, okay? It's uncounting times.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So this is, you know, we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
That's good. You know what? I want you to feel like you're sitting here having a conversation with us. And, you know, I feel as we're talking, you know, we're ministering to each other.
Yeah, we are.
So I found it. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So it comes, how in the world are you going to do that when you feel in the pain of betrayal?
Yeah.
You ask the Holy Spirit to come in and help you. That's the only way. Because
exactly.
You can't, this will make you upset if you think about it and you don't have a Holy Spirit. You hear that, you just get angry.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what to do. You know, that is, I noticed that when I feel, you know, the interesting thing is you feel these things, you feel better, but you're so angry, you don't even want to get the better, which is so crazy.
Exactly.
That's when you're, that's religion. You know, I remember my father used to always say, sometimes he'd be so upset he didn't want to pray. Well, that's where religion takes us.
Yeah.
That's why the power of the Holy Spirit keeps us from being, don't do that. Don't do that.
There's also something else that's coming to me.
Please.
And that is victimhood.
Oh my gosh. That's a big one.
When we live in that victimhood, we will play that recording over and over again. And it's like, are you going to come out of it or are you going to wallow in it?
Right.
But we are victorious.
Yes.
Because
we
in Jesus Christ, he came to overcome. He said, I have overcome the world.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? And it's because of him, because of him, we are victorious. And I have declared for years to help me get past all of this. And I had to speak words of life over myself. I would declare I am a victor and not a victim.
Absolutely. That's
because
right.
I had to get it into my spirit and start getting rid of those things that would that I was a slave to.
Right.
It's slavery. Oh, it's really what it is.
That's exactly what Apostle Paul calls it.
Yeah.
It's definitely slavery. You feel like that. I remember I used to have a friend that would tell me, Cordelia, you're not a victim. And I'm like, well, I feel like one. But the truth is, it doesn't matter what you feel like. What matters is what comes from the Spirit.
Right.
And we got to.
Yeah. And because of that, it's like the last thing I'm going to say is for this is that Jesus came.
Yes.
To set us free.
Set us captives free.
He said,
yes,
whom the Son sets free are free indeed.
Good.
And that is only coming by having that loving relationship with Jesus Christ, with our Lord and Savior. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, if this has touched you, allow him to come into your heart to heal the brokenness in you.
Yes.
Take away the bitterness. Remove the anger and the hurt and start the healing process. And I ask, if you would like to, just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I am a sinner.
Yes.
Please forgive me. I know you died for me. I know you came to set me free. And I ask you, please save me. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I consecrate my life to you. Amen.
Somebody was delivered.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So with that, I mean, we've been very vulnerable. It is. We are who we are.
Yes.
And one of the things the Lord did for me, he helped me bring down walls in my life. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of walls. I would build them up to keep people out, to hide the woundedness, to it was self-protection mode.
Sure.
Self-protection mode. And the Lord enabled me to write a book 20 years in the making. It's called My Wall is Red, A Memoir of Discovery. It's on Amazon. And as vulnerable as we are here, that's as vulnerable I am in my book. And when Cordelia talks about her, she's as vulnerable too. And the whole point is, only with the Lord was I able to identify and tear down the walls that held me back and caused me to have that, and got me beyond the bitterness and the hurt and the resentment. And My Wall is Red personifies victory. And this book is written to inspire you to come into the fullness of who you were born to be. We all have a destiny in Christ. We all have a destiny in God. And the Lord wants you to come into the fullness. And I'm beyond excited that that's where I live today. I'm living the life of destiny. And I know who I am and whose I am. So My Wall is Red, A Memoir of Discovery. And then Cordelia is...
Yeah, so Little Diary of Relationship Truths talks about how your relationship with the Holy Spirit flows every relationship in life. The Lord truly wants us to have that with Him first, and everything else follows. Literally, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all things will come unto you. You can find it on the Amazon. And thank you for joining us today. I really do believe someone really got delivered today. At the end of the day, we'll look for you next time. Thank you. We love you. And look for us. If you have any feedback, comment, ccchatchat@gmail.com.
No, ccchatchat22.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
Thank you.
And we have to do this. We have to do this because we help each other out.
Yes.
I mean, because sometimes my mouth is working faster than my brain is working faster than my mouth is, and vice versa. And there's a scripture verse that says iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
And that's the kind of relationship we have. And as we're winding down here today, one of the things that is a testament to God and His healing presence and power in my life, I didn't trust anybody. I didn't trust God. I mentioned that before. But the fact that I have partnered with Cordelia in friendship, in love, in the Lord, for this podcast is a miracle.
Yes.
Because I have come to the place I can trust her, and she knows she can trust me. And what is amazing is, and this is where growth comes in, this is where being honest comes in, and being mature and healed to receive truth. Mm-hmm. We speak truth together in love. And I think the fact that we're both type A personalities is because, she'll tell me, and I'll say, just give it to me straight. Just give it to me straight.
Right.
Would I have been able to take that before? No way. I would have broke down. I would have run out of the room. I would have, leave me alone. I want nothing to do with you. How can you hurt me like this? Blah, 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 blah. But we have these down and dirty, heart-to-heart, real conversations, and we help each other in doing this. Because if I'm off kilter or she's off kilter, we speak the truth, and out of the truth is life.
Yeah.
So we thank God for the relationship He's building here. Yes. We continue to grow in this. And this to me is such a blessing because Cordelia mentioned that even though I've never been married, I've never had a relationship, blah, 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 I have this kind of a relationship now. I am surrounded and lifted by people I know truly love me and have my back and care for me. And it took years to get to this place.